So we've been doing this negotiation panel for more than a decade with a different focus each and every year. Those of you who are regular attendees, and I know that's a lot of you, will recall that in past years we've addressed such specific topics as deal protection and walk rights, preliminary deal documents like confidentiality agreements and exclusivity agreements, and tech M&A deals, etc. But for today's mock negotiation, we're going to take a much broader-based approach. So what we've chosen for our illustrative mock negotiations this afternoon are about a half a dozen different provisions from across the definitive acquisition agreement for the acquisition of a privately held venture-backed company. And I know many of you have been involved throughout your careers in doing those kinds of negotiation. Our criteria for choosing these provisions were actually very simple. To be eligible for our list of provisions to negotiate, a provision had to fall within at least one of three categories. It had to be a provision, as John suggested, that provokes contentious debate or controversy between buyers and sellers, a provision that lawyers on the buy side and the sell side just regularly fight about. Or it had to be a provision that, at least based on our anecdotal experience, is somewhat poorly understood or improperly negotiated by a lot of deal practitioners out there. Or it had to be a provision for which the typical resolution, the typical outcome negotiated by the parties, has changed or evolved over time. And many of the points we are negotiating fit within more than one of those three criteria. So turn to tab 8 in your binders, and here on slide 1, I hope this works, it does, are the provisions we're going to be zeroing in on today.